This day is March the 15th, the day that Julius Caesar was warned about. A soothsayer told him, "Beware the Ides of March." Caesar paid no attention, and you know what happened to him. He died on this day. But what you may not know, says our correspondent Robert Krulwich, is what might have happened, after he died.
So let me set the scene for you. You probably remember this from school. Exactly 2,050 years ago, March the 15th, the Ides of March 44 BC, a group of Roman senators stabbed Julius Caesar to death, and tradition says that once Caesar was truly dead, these senators decided to have a little celebratory get-together.
Sort of like an après-sling party, as it were.
Yeah, it was just like that, really. Yeah.
Sort of like a, now that Rome is finally free, we can kick back with mugs of Carthaginian ale sort of thing, right?
I think you've got the idea, yes. So they drank an awful lot of beer-like wine, and then together they sang the traditional après-sling chanson, 99 Bottles of Wine on the Wall. Very, very old song.
The song is that old?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Though remember, in Roman times, the numbers 99, 86, 33, they hadn't been invented yet. Those are Arabic numbers.
Right.
So when the senators sang the song, they had to do it in Roman numerals.
You mean letters?
No, I mean numbers, like V-I-I, X-I-I.
Those are letters.
So, to honor Caesar's death today, why don't we sing it the way the senators did back in 44?
You mean X-L-I-V?
Yeah.
XCX bottles of wine on the wall. XCX bottles of wine. Take a one down and pass it around. XCVI bottles of wine on the wall.
I cannot serve you. You're not XXI.
XCVI bottles of wine on the wall. XCVI bottles of wine. You take a one down, you pass it around. XCVI bottles of wine on the wall.
This seems rather repetitive, even in Roman times.
Well, yeah, but there really were some pretty good moments in this. I particularly like 89 to 88.
Hey, Marcus, here you go.
You take a one down, you pass it around. XCVI bottles of wine on the wall.
And then again, listen to 38 to 37.
XCVI bottles of wine on the wall. XCVI bottles of wine.
What did they do at the end?
Well, since the number zero, you remember, hadn't been invented yet. That happened later in India and with the Mayans. They didn't have a number below one to go to, so the song was actually a little bit hard to finish.
Nine bottles of wine. You take one down, you press it around.
Hey, no more bottle of wine.
Nothing, nada.
Not any, nil.
What you do?
No more wine.
Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
Robert's cast includes Josh Kurtz, who sang and produced the song, and Shane Winter, who composed the music.